Welcome to What's This Podcast? My name's Matt.
You didn't say the episode number.
Oh, shit. It's episode 43, 44. I don't know. This is why you do it.
44 zip, zip, 44 zip. Should we just start anyways? Is that like, should we just not start over?
Is that fine?
Is this good? This is good. This is
It'll
good shit
It'll confuse
right
people
now.
If I start, but that's fine.
Oh, God. Don't confuse the listeners. Oh,
they're
going
to be like,
God,
what are we listening to? This isn't the right podcast.
This is episode 44 zip, zip, 44 zip.
Wait.
What?
Are we? Is that where we started when I introduced?
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to know for editing purposes.
You didn't say what we were doing today, but you probably don't know.
I don't know. But that was probably the most
intelligent,
intricate my voice has ever sounded on this podcast.
Yeah, it was probably the best intro ever because I suck at it. So.
I just like to put a lot of, I got
zip zip.
I got that nice voice.
You got a lot of pep in your zip.
You know, I got that hello and welcome.
Yeah, when you don't try. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was like
right there was too much.
It was improv'd.
My first one.
No, it was good. Usually if you're like,
I've never done that.
Hello and welcome.
Who's done that?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever done that. Did I say who I am? I did. I said it before you.
And I think you introduced me.
Did right? I don't think I did.
If they don't know my fucking name by now, that's too bad.
Didn't know what we were doing.
You know your dad like scolded me for swearing when he's like the most swearing person on earth?
No, he was being sarcastic.
I know. I'm just kidding.
He's proud of you for it.
He loves that I swear. He didn't know I did until he started listening to this. Hi, Dad.
hi, Papa.
You never. Anyways. So.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. We're back. I don't know how long it's been.
We
take long breaks,
2 weeks,
don't
3 weeks, 4 weeks. We just don't have a set schedule, that's all.
Yeah, it's only random times where we feel good enough to do a show so that we just fucking
we're busy
cancel
people.
If we don't
we are busy
feel like
people.
It.
We both have other podcasts. We both,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have full-time jobs. We have two animals.
A part-time job on this side.
Part-time job, and I got to edit all these fucking podcasts. And then I got to watch my Twitch, you know.
Oh, yeah. We watched like over 30 hours of Twitch already.
We fucking love Twitch now.
I'm obsessed. I can't watch any of my shows because I'm watching Twitch so much.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about it because we're always like, we don't have any shows to watch. Now we do.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, we don't have any shows to watch? Put on Twitch. Who's on Twitch?
Now we're like, we're fucking 3 weeks behind
on TV
shows.
We only watch like one guy on Twitch. That's
you
fine.
You only watch one guy. I have a few guys.
Oh, you got some guys?
I get
You're
around.
You're interested in some men?
I get around.
I don't think there's any women that are good on Twitch anyways, so.
Well, what about this isn't a Twitch program.
No, let's not talk about it.
Fuck you.
That's a personal subject.
Yeah, you don't need to know about my Twitch.
Well, we're going to Animal Kingdom today, if nobody noticed the title of the episode.
Is that why it's so hot in here? Do you want to take your time?
Oh, yeah. So yeah, well, the park is, you know, hotter because I don't know why it's actually hotter, but...
Because it's like a bowl.
Yeah, it's like a deep, deep,
deep... Pizza, deep dish pizza?
Diaphragm.
It's like a gravy bowl.
It's like a spoon when you need a knife.
No, it's not like that.
Is that even the words? Is it knife when you need a spoon?
It's 10,000 spoons when all you need
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking spoons. Where did she find so many goddamn spoons?
Can I tell you, Pete?
Did she
go
to a spoon factory looking for a knife?
I've cut something with a spoon before. You just have to be persistent.
Yeah, and you just have to have the sharp the sharp spoons that most people have.
No, persistence is what makes it... this is funny because earlier on I did a podcast and
spoons?
And we were talking about persistence.
Oh, that would have been weird if you talked about spoons.
Spoons, yeah, that's the whole thing
spoon
on spoons.
Man. It's going off the rails.
We're having a good time here.
What, persistence with the spoon? Or
what the fuck are we... No, just persistence in general. It was about how humanity evolved because of persistence.
Einstein said if you try something more than twice, you're insane or whatever.
No. If you try something with the same result...
You're insane.
Right.
But...
Knowing you're going to get the same result.
When you fail, try again, right?
Why did you say try?
Because that's what I was saying. It's like, try again.
But that's bad grammar.
Well, that's,
so when you fail at this
up.
Sentence, try it again.
Try again.
No, just try it again.
Win, win, win.
See, I know.
Win, win, win.
There's a lot going on here. Welcome to What's This Podcast.
Today we are going to take a long episode here because we're dedicating this to fucking Simba One and Wilson Matua.
Wait, what happened? Did they die?
I don't know, actually. I think Wilson's all right. I think he's okay.
What happened? I don't even know what you're talking about. All of a sudden, we're getting deep.
Big Red died.
Who's Big Red?
We'll get there.
The elephant?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was Big White.
Big White, that's racist.
Big Red's racist too if you're the Indian man.
Yeah. Big Red Man. What makes the Red Man red?
Red Man tobacco.
Oh, that's what makes them red?
Red Man chewing tobacco.
They're well red. Maybe they're well read and it's a compliment.
That's from now on, that's what they're going to have to take it as.
Yeah, that's what you should start saying. Just sell them you're well read, even though they
I'm just going to start going
they
up to.
They probably can't even read.
I'm going to start going up to Indians and go, hey, what's up, Red Man?
What's up, Red Man?
Although Red Man and
Red
Method
Man's
Man.
Cool now. Red Man and Method Man, they're cool. Or they were cool. I think they've always been cool. I think they kept it up. I don't think that's
offensive.
I don't
know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well. Okay, so we have some videos, and we'll get to them.
We will.
Don't fucking worry.
It's going to be a long one, so buckle down, because it's taking us a while to get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to dedicate a lot of time to Kilimanjaro Safaris, because in my...
Is that what we're doing?
I went to Animal Kingdom when it opened, before it opened, actually. I went like a soft open.
No, you didn't. It was before it opened. It was like 8 o'clock, and it didn't open until 9.
Oh, shit. How'd you do that?
Extra magic hours.
Oh, shit. That's a secret.
So I also went before it opened.
I went before it ever opened in the history of mankind.
Oh, all right.
And I went on Kilimanjaro Safari because that was pretty much the only thing that was there. What was I going to talk about? Anyways, I loved the Kilimanjaro Safari with the Simba one and all the poachers, and now that's all gone, so I want to relive that. And you said you wanted to do either MGM or Animal
Kingdom.
You love
it because of the poachers.
And I have a lot of videos for Animal Kingdom that I want to do.
R.I.P. White Rhinos.
Yeah. Just the northern ones. The southern ones are a plentiful.
Really?
Yeah. The northern African riot.
Are they the
rhino.
Same species?
No, technically
all right,
not.
All right.
I read that one kind of isn't even a rhino.
Are you talking about walruses?
No. Are there white
because
walruses?
Because I told you that there's the...
No, I looked this up because...
All right.
Because the white
because
rhino,
we were
there's white
about
rhinos
the walruses.
On the Animal Kingdom Safari. So I was like, they're clearly not extinct. So I looked it up and it was just the northern African... You know, like North Korea and South Korea. It's like the same thing.
Yes, one's a communist and one isn't.
So the white ones are communists and they're dead now.
I'm sorry.
I feel really bad about that. I shouldn't have said that. It made me feel sad immensely.
Why?
Because they're dead and now they have to like try to implant one in like another rhino.
Let them go.
Remember, I looked up extinction because it was like a crazy day one day we were talking about extinction, you and I.
Think about all the
remember
species
that, goat that
have that gone
they brought back for like 20 minutes?
And it led a tortured life and it just begged for death?
But that's
for
the
20
only...
minutes.
Oh, come on. That's why I didn't read one of the things from... I didn't write down one of the things from the safari. There was a thing under the Wikipedia called incidents. Don't ever go there if you like animals. I'm not going to read them because I can't. I'll cry.
All right.
So we're going to...
Extinction is a part of a species.
But that goat was the only thing that ever came back from extinction, even though it was only 20 minutes.
If you think... Well, yeah, you're right. Okay, you're
unless
right.
Unless they revived Michael Jackson at one point.
Well, he was. No, he's not technically... He can't go extinct. He can die, but he can't go extinct.
Because his nose will live
forever. A species can
go
extinct. A person cannot.
Fine.
All right.
I'm sure certain types of people can go extinct.
But our predecessors were...
They're extinct.
Yeah, exactly. Homo erectus is extinct.
Can't they talk
evolved
about that.
Into, why? They evolved into Homo sapien, but Homo erectus is still extinct. So maybe there's a more evolved white rhino out there. The silver,
we just haven't
it's the
found
silver
it yet.
Rhino.
Oh, because yeah. It's a mixture of the black and white.
No, because it's shiny white.
Oh, shiny. I guess that could happen.
I'm just trying to make you feel better.
It just made me really sad about that.
A gray rhino would be...
Now there's only two girls left.
Devolving.
And they can't even implant the pregnancy in the women. They have to put it in a southern one because they don't want to kill the northern ones.
You don't want to fuck that shit because then you only have one left.
Oh, boy. At least they took his sperm, I assume.
No,
or
they probably just
or
took
whatever.
The DNA.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. He was like 98, though.
You could continue to populate a species with
on
only women.
Out. You can?
Yes.
Unless there's only two women.
But through cloning.
Yeah.
Like there would be no, the species wouldn't change. It would just
no,
stay
they're
that.
Trying to clone the white, the northern into the, just the southern will be a surrogate.
But it's going to, yeah, exactly. But it's going to be another female. They're just going
like
to, they're just going to keep creating females.
When they brought that goat back, I think they put it in a sheep.
Yeah. Because there was no other goat to put it.
Jesus Christ, that's weird.
They could
I don't
put
even
it
know
in
what it was
person.
Called. Someone
That'd
can look
fun.
It up later if you feel like it. Well, what I'm going to do first. We haven't done this in a while. Well, probably hasn't been that long. I'm going to try to hook up some more missed connections on Orlando Craigslist.
Oh, hell yeah.
I haven't read any of these yet. I just pulled them out of my ass. I just picked the ones that are on Disney within the last month. Okay?
Yeah. You ready? No, I'm ready waiting to hear them. Come on, okay. Hurry up. You're taking forever.
Oh, Jesus. So this one is, where does it say male for women or whatever?
It usually says M4W.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I know. I just don't see
it. Or W4M or W4W.
Yeah, I know. Maybe she didn't specify, but I think it's a girl.
Maybe she's down to clown with anyone.
So Avatar ride on 3/17/18, and she wrote this like 2 weeks later. 3/17,
St. Patrick's Day.
You know how hung up she was on this guy. Because she wrote it 2 weeks later on Misconnections, unless she just reposted it.
She just can't stop thinking about him.
You are a dad with two little gillers.
What the fuck is a giller?
I don't know, two little gillers.
Oh, she's a turd.
Every morning around 8 a.m. on Avatar Ride Line. Oh, sorry, not that. Let me restart.
Know where to find them, if it's every morning, just fucking go.
Every morning at the Avatar Ride. Early morning around 8 a.m. on Avatar Ride Line? On Saturday 3/17, you are a dad with two precious daughters, period. You seem to be a pretty cool person and very fun to hang out with. I was after you in the ride line. I thought she said line ride.
She did.
In the line ride.
In the ride line.
She didn't even talk to him. She's just behind him creeping around.
I was watching you.
You
with
have
your children.
Two girls. I'm sure your wife was in the companion bathroom
it
with
was
your son.
Awesome.
Do you remember when I breathed on your neck? Fucking
it was
creep.
So much fun.
Contact
that's
her.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it for her. She's a bitch.
That shit was weak.
Yeah, she sucks. All right. Space Mountain Line, March 27th. You were blonde-ish, wearing a gray sweater.
Wait. Is this male for female? Female? What is? What are we looking?
I don't know. How do I see it?
Let me see this fucking shit.
It's not on there on this. It must be my tablet that doesn't show me.
Your tablet is ugh. Your tablet is so woke,
maybe
it won't
I can
tell
look,
you.
I know. Maybe I can switch it to full desktop or desktop site. Oh, here we go. Nope, that didn't work.
That
didn't do anything.
All these people are woke.
Maybe they didn't specify on these ones.
Well, I mean, okay, so the other one, she said you were a dad.
Yeah,
so
you are
obviously
a dad,
you're
obviously.
A male.
Well, she could have been a male, too.
She could have been a male.
You were blondish, wearing a gray sweater, jean shorts, and Nike socks and shoes. You were with your mom, and my cousin and I joked about my height and being able to get on the ride. You were in line for about 2.5 hours on March 27th. You were behind me in the line. We looked at each other once or twice, but never talked. I was wearing a tie-dye Mickey hoodie with black pants and checkered Vans. Dude, I can tell you right now why she didn't look at you or why she didn't care.
No. That's a woman.
That's a woman. Blondish. It really doesn't.
She
make, it could
you were
be
with,
anything.
You were with your mom.
She could
she
be
was,
a guy
she
or a
was
girl.
Wearing checkered Vans. Guys don't wear checkered Vans.
Yes, they do. I assumed this was a guy wearing a tie-dye Mickey hoodie,
and
black
he was,
pants, and checkered.
And she was short. She's
and
trying.
She had gray sweater, jean shorts, and Nike socks and shoes.
No, he did. And that sounds just like...
This could be either way.
No. I'm sorry.
This is asexual.
Women don't wear
bisexual.
Socks that you notice.
Nike socks? Men, yeah, I guess that's a guy.
Men do.
Hmm.
Because they're idiots about it and they have to wear them up fucking 3/4 of their fucking calf because old man swag is in now.
Why does she want to be with someone who waited 2.5 hours to go on Space Mountain?
Yeah,
well, I guess she did too, or he did.
He sounds like... Well, no, she waited...
They both did.
She waited 2.5 hours to go on his Space Mountain.
Ooh. But she didn't get to because she's an idiot.
She missed that connection.
Didn't you like my Mickey tie-dye hoodie?
No.
She didn't.
No one does. No one likes tie-dye. Stop wearing tie-dye.
He or she did not like your tie-dye hoodie. Oh, here we go. This started. M for M.
Oh, okay.
Got some males looking for males here. Jake from Disney Friendship Boats. Ooh, Jake.
But you started with your name.
Jake the Pirate.
Oh, all right.
No,
now I get
he's looking... I think he's looking for Jake.
So he knows the person's name.
Right, because he... All right, so, hey, man.
Read the fucking thing.
You were the skipper slash captain slash crew on the Friendship 4 boat. You even got the number and you couldn't get his fucking, like, digits.
You couldn't be like, hey, who was that?
Hey, Jake. Boat this evening from DHS to Epcot. Not sure if you are curious or bi or gay, but I couldn't stop looking at you. You were a great-looking dude and would totally be down to hang out. How do you know you'd be down to hang out? That's very presumptive of you.
I think he would be. I think this is a...
Oh, he would be totally down
to hang
out.
I think this is a perfect example of the American school system failing humanity.
See, I understood it as he's a great looking dude and he would totally be down to hang out with
right.
me.
Right. Like, hey, Batman. You're going to be down. I know you would. I've never met you.
And I would totally
right,
be down.
Right. Or use some type of punctuation.
I have my own room while I'm here. Hit me up so we can chat. You hear that, Jake?
It's next to my mom's room.
Yeah, but be quiet when you knock on my door. All right, Jake. Well, you have a friendship boat, you know, to sail with this dude.
Way to go, Jake Ski.
You're killing it. Yeah. All right, this one's called Mail. All right, this is Mail for Women at Epcot.
These are desperate. I love these.
This one's titled Asaka, I Need You. Disney/Epcot cast, please help. With a Z.
Please.
Please. PLZ.
Where do you put the Z in a help?
PLZ. That's, you don't even have to spell please.
Oh.
Asaka was my waitress in Japan restaurant.
Ooh-wee.
Parentheses Tokyo. She was amazing and a good worker.
Was the restaurant Tokyo?
Yeah, Tokyo. But he said in Japan restaurant, Tokyo.
Why didn't you just say fucking in the restaurant
next
Tokyo?
Why didn't you just say in Tokyo dining?
That was a part of the idiot. Japan pavilion in Epcot.
Because he's an idiot.
Clearly.
Because he can't even spell please.
You don't have a fucking chance, pal.
She was amazing and a good worker. I am tormented by her beauty. She was kind enough to take a picture with me, so I at least have that. But Disney folks, if you can help me, arigato, smiley, smiley.
All right. So this goon right here.
He's whacking off to her picture of him and her right now.
And he's read at least one poem because he used two words. He was like, I'm tortured by her beauty.
And arigato.
And he's opened up a travel book to Japan.
He's refined.
Right.
He's a refined gentleman who just needs Asaka. So Asaka, if you're out there, make yourself known.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
kick up with
personally,
this guy.
Personally, I wouldn't, because he's tortured by your beauty.
He is tormented by this picture that he keeps jerking off and coming all
over.
I mean,
eventually he'll just fucking do himself in, so.
Yeah,
so
you better at least help him not kill himself.
No, let him go.
Oh, well,
let the
whatever
world
you
get rid themselves of these people.
Whatever you want to do, Asaka. You're just a waitress. You're just trying to make a living.
Yeah, you're making the
You're probably
the
an international
minimum.
Cast member or whatever.
They don't pay you.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to
they
accept
pay you
tips.
In coins from the fountain.
All you get to do is fucking just come to
Take
Disney World and leave.
Stupid ass people. All right, so next we have at Epcot today, a man for a woman. I tried to catch up to you, but as I got closer, I couldn't tell if that was a boyfriend, husband, or brother you were with. Already, we're starting off on a bad note.
I can almost guarantee it wasn't brother.
Yeah, she's probably not at Disney with her brother. Not very likely.
Hey, hey, bro.
Unless she's 12, then possibly.
Bro, you want to go to Disney with me? It's just weird, but yeah, sure.
Okay. Looks like you have a kid as well. I can guarantee you that's not her fucking brother.
You guys had a kid together, but I couldn't tell if
yeah.
it was your brother.
Is that your brother's kid or... About you. You are a brunette with a Minnie Mouse tattoo on your arm. I'm terrible at guessing age, so I won't even try.
Because she was six.
You were
It was a temporary tattoo.
Whoops. You were wearing jeans and did glance in my direction and smiled. Not sure if it was to me or not, so I won't read into it. So why even mention it?
Exactly.
I'm here for a week, and if you see this, I would love to talk and maybe spend some time at the park or out of the park together. Oh, and where I saw you was walking towards Soarin'. I was nearing the jumping water fountain things, and you walked by on your way to Soarin'. You already said that.
You know, it also doesn't matter because you're in...
The jumping water fountain things.
You're in
so
Disney
you
World.
Near,
you're literally in like
how
a...
How does she know that... Okay, if he was near the jumping water fountain things at Imagination, he wouldn't know if she was on her way to Soarin'. Unless she said she was on her way to Soarin'.
There's 3 billion people in Disney World at any given point.
You were on your way to Soarin'. Remember that?
Could have been anybody.
Remember that when you walked by me and you looked like you were going towards Soarin'? Think it's you, then please send a picture of yourself and hopefully I get lucky in this needle in a haystack attempt and find the girl who caught my attention so well. You idiot.
Now,
you almost had it.
Now, how about this? What if he wasn't even... He's like, I'm going to Disney tomorrow. I'm going to put out a fake ad and hope someone...
Well, specific though. Minnie Mouse tattoo with a boyfriend,
okay, yeah,
husband,
you're right.
And kid. And she's on her way to Soarin'. No other attraction is in the land pavilion that she could have possibly been going to.
Well, I mean, who's going to Living with the Land?
Or she couldn't have
quite
been going
honestly.
To the bathroom or anything.
Who's doing any of those things when Soarin's right around the corner?
Right, and with your brother and your kid, I mean, there's no reason you're not going to go on Soarin' right now.
Hey, Uncle Dad, I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so I think I have two more. Next one is Animal Kingdom, A Man for a Man. Tonight, I rode on a... Tonight I rode a ride like 4 times because you and your friends let me and a friend of mine ride again. That doesn't make any sense. You're so sweet and have a great smile. Maybe you remember my name. If not, maybe you can tell me what I saw before riding for the 3rd time. Wink, wink. He didn't wink, but
was
I
it a
put
penis?
That in there. Yeah, it was a penis. He didn't even say what ride.
Yeah.
I rode a ride. Okay. You can't even tell us which one? Are we really going to guess?
Well, he thinks he's in such demand that he can't put it out
there. If you don't know what ride we were on and what I saw before the 3rd time riding it,
then you can't be him.
It ain't you. Hope we can chat. Love to just talk. Open to more if you are. Wink, 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 wink. That's all the winks I put in.
Does he mean his rectum?
He didn't put any winks
in. Is open?
I think that's why he didn't get any answers.
He didn't put any winks, that's why.
Yeah, he needed all the winks.
You ain't putting winks, you ain't getting an answer.
Winky, winky.
You got to be playful in these things.
You got to get it, you know, out there.
How many responses do you think these people get saying, you're an idiot?
I don't know, but I'd like to see. Maybe I should put a fake one out and just see if anyone answers it.
We should make a fake one from the fans.
Oh.
They should send it in to us.
Okay. So if anyone wants to send in a Craigslist ad, I will post it.
Yeah, we'll
post it. And we'll pretend we're in Disney and we're trying to find someone.
And we'll
see
what happens.
We get. Okay. Someone sign up and do that and then email it to
me. Yeah, sign up. What the fuck are they going to
sign
up? Sign
up first. Get on the sign up list. Then you can email me at whatsdispod@gmail.com or something.
That's
like that.
Well, we don't have that, so no.
What's this podcast at something?
Just podcast at whatsdispodcast.com.
Podcast at whatthispodcast.com.
Sure, we can do media.
That's a long one.
We can do media at whatsdispodcast.com.
Oh my God, there's so many options.
Why own
so
the website?
Many to choose
you can do
from.
Jill at whatsdispodcast.com.
No, don't do that. All right, so I have a long one to end.
Oh yay! I got a long one
That's
to begin.
She said, "Shh." All right, this one's male for a woman at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Wait a second. How come there's no women for men except for the first one?
We don't know about that one either.
Exactly.
Said you just think it was a woman.
I know it was. I could tell. I could tell by the way it was written.
She could have the way a man looks at a woman's socks is probably more descriptive than a woman.
I know
at
how
a
man looks at a woman's socks because I'm a man.
I don't notice people's socks.
Exactly.
Neither do.
No one does.
That guy did, or he, or she.
That she did.
That she did. Okay, met you and your daughter while waiting in line for Avatar Ride. That's the title.
Which Avatar Ride?
The Avatar Ride, obviously.
Yeah, turkey.
At least he told us the ride of one of...
He didn't tell us the ride.
Two of many.
He gave us a 50-50 chance of getting it
right. It ain't Navi
That's
shitty
true.
Journey.
No one's saying
no
that.
No one was in line for that. All right, I've never done anything like this, but on February 17th... Why did he post it so fucking late?
And why, if you've never done anything like it, don't do anything like it.
On February 17th of this year, I met you and your daughter at Disney World at Animal Kingdom. We were standing in line for the Avatar Flight of Passage ride. Oh, so he specified.
Thank you.
You ended up getting your purse or backpack zipper stuck on one of the fences inside the building as we waited in line outside of the science lab portion of the line. Well, fucking moron.
I bet she fucking flipped her shit too. I bet he saw her like
he
unbridled rage.
Yeah.
She went through all of her emotions that day. He's still willing to be with her.
And she wasn't even on the ride yet. That was still like an hour left in that ride after the line.
Good for you, man.
It was early morning, not even lunchtime yet. At the time, I was with a girl, so we didn't say much, but we laughed about a lot of different things, including what it was like growing up Hispanic, as you told me you were from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
You and your daughter told us you were newly divorced.
Oh.
Both of you?
I just divorced my daughter.
Oh, my daughter's divorced, and so am I. Newly. We both went to the law at the same
time. We decided to celebrate by coming to Disney.
Yeah, we're going on our divorce trip. And celebrating a trip together and that you are getting ready to go to Costa Rica to celebrate your daughter's quinceañera. Wow,
ooh.
She's a little young to get divorced, but okay.
The daughter?
Yeah. Like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little young.
Quinceañera. I don't know if I fact that shit.
I jokingly said that I would love to be the DJ, which you said, come on, lol. She said lol in real life? What a fucking weirdo.
Terrific. Come on, lol. Maybe his name's lol.
Oh, maybe it is. After the Avatar ride, we pretty much went to lunch. We pretty much
went to lunch together.
Did you either go to lunch or not? What the fuck?
We
I stopped by the bathroom and grabbed a cracker that was on the floor.
We both went to lunch, but we didn't go.
We pretty much went to lunch.
You went to the Santuli
I'd like
canteen.
To call it our first date if you'd like me.
and I went to the Lapu Lapu Lounge.
Where was I? After the Ravatar ride, we pretty much went to lunch at the same place, and then we saw each other again at the Safari ride, and were in line at the same time again, completely by accident. We got
I'm sure.
Sure, stalker. We got to know each other even more, but unfortunately, I never did get you or your daughter's name, thus resulting in me into looking for you this way. All I know is that you were absolutely the most beautiful thing I ever saw. I felt so bad, but I could not take my eyes off of you the entire time. And after the Safari ride, we split up and I never saw you again, ..
And the girl I was with left me.
I even looked for you two almost all day. The only thing I know is that you live somewhere in Georgia and you're from Costa Rica and that you are planning on returning to Disney in April, I do believe. I do declare.
Guess who's coming to Disney for all of April?
Yeah, he's going to be there every day.
He's going to hit up every park.
If anyone knows this girl or if you are this girl, please contact me. I have not been able to stop thinking about you and it kills me that I never got your name. Here's hoping for a miracle. Well, so-and-so, I hope we helped you, and I hope so-and-so that got divorced from her daughter is going to contact you real soon.
I hope you're handling the divorce
okay. And hopefully this April you can take a Disney trip together because, you know, 2 months ago you saw her.
It is already April.
I know. He saw her February 17th. He must be posting this like every
fucking
week.
Bitch is going to Disney World every 2 months?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, fuck you, bitch. He's a gold digger. That's what he is.
Well, she's from Georgia.
And Costa
Rica. It's not like she's very far. That's it for, I don't even know what to call this segment, Craigslist finds.
Fucking weirdo.
Dates of the week. Disney dates.
Missed connections.
Missed Disneys.
Sure.
Missed Disney connections, I guess. That's kind of boring, but okay.
Oh, it's, I mean, exciting.
All right, so.
I still don't know what we're doing.
We're going to watch a few videos.
Fucking half an hour and I still have no clue what we're doing.
I pulled up some little videos here and there for some live action shit that happened at Animal Kingdom before we go on the safari.
Yeah.
And the first one, I have two videos for Peepa, the talking recycle.
Is it Peepa or Pippa?
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee?
Yeah. Pee-pee Helper.
Pee-pee? Pee-pee. Pee-pee.
So let's watch Peepa.
Terrific.
I like the name Peepa. Oh, wait. I have notes and shit. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Hold.
That's from something. What is that from?
From Jokers.
Okay.
Peepa, I don't know when she started. I think she might have started like around the time the park opened forever. But her final day of operation, him or her, I don't know, it's a shim or whatever.
It sounds like a her.
Her funeral happened on February 8th, 2014, according to touring plans. She roamed around Rafiki's Planet Watch and parts of the park.
What do you mean funeral?
Oh, shit. I wrote what... In Swahili, it meant something.
It didn't mean garbage because that's what Scar's name is.
I have to look it up now. It is garbage is Scar?
Scar's real... No, Swahili. Scar isn't garbage, but Scar's real name in Swahili is garbage. And he goes by Scar because he doesn't want to go by garbage.
Oh, Peepa means barrel. Do you like that?
Oh, terrific.
That's a barrel anyways.
You didn't even fucking pay attention
to anything
I said. It
looks like push.
Push.
Scar is garbage.
Yeah, but not Scar.
Not Scar.
Look at these little bitch kids.
Peepee is yellow.
Look at that John Leguizamo looking fella.
Which one? The one sitting down?
No, this buffoon.
Oh, yeah. Like his young days. Or Christian Slater gone Spanish.
Yeah. John Leguizamo.
John Slater Zamo. Want to watch Peepa?
Oh, do you want me to press play?
Yeah, she's yellow and she looks like push. That's all. Push. Oh, that's cute. She's singing.
It's fucking like stop frame animation.
She's not a pirate. She's a prince. Oh. Pirate princess party? Oh, yeah. The pirate princess party was a thing they used to do.
Is it?
Yeah, they used to. Oh, Jesus. Trash can spinning around.
I can't see the person. Is it the little girl?
No, they're talking to the people on the bench.
Yeah, no, I want to see who's controlling it.
Oh my god, the little girl's like running up to it. Get the fuck away. She's touching it. Stop touching me. She's yelling at it. Why are you yelling at me? I don't get it. Oh. Crotch water? I can't really understand it.
No, me neither.
Oh, they must have run the marathon. free parties? The fuck are you talking about? Cold fronts?
It's not really a joke.
That's, yeah, I don't get it. What? Oops. Oh, he just put trash in him.
I don't think he realized it wasn't a real trash barrel.
Maybe you are supposed to recycle.
I think
oh,
you
he
are.
Just hit the trash barrel. Jesus Christ, what's wrong? Oh, look, Jiminy Cricket's on you. I want you to recycle. Aw.
Rhode Island.
Woo! Oh, we're interacting.
Yay.
No.
That's
kind of misleading. Yes, of course. Rhode Island,
remember to recycle. All remember right. to recycle.
See ya.
See ya.
I wish that.
Peace.
I wish that it moved a little bit.
It was. It was moving around in circles.
I don't
and stuff.
Mean that. Like, I mean like the mouth.
That little girl's fucking like. Hitting.
Annoying?
They
fuck
were all,
you, little
all the
girl.
Little kids were hitting it. What the fuck's wrong with you people?
Why are you dicks to fucking things?
We're going to watch another.
That's why all species go extinct, because little kids just attack them.
Here's Peepa in 2008. Let's see if we can understand it better this time.
Peepy.
Peepy Halpert. Come on, Peepa.
The internet sucks right now.
Ooh, it's loud. What the fuck? Oh, he's Darth Vader. Do, do, do.
Thank you very much. Yay!
Yay! Oh.
Okay, that'll be a large pepperoni pizza. Would you like anything else?
Yes. Oh, shit. I would like to have some cheesy breadsticks. I'm just going to kiss the trash barrel. Did you see
did.
That?
Okay, cheesy breadsticks. Well, thanks for ordering.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Why when, can't these fucking kids leave it alone?
When he went over the sewer, it made him all Darth Vader-y.
Which...
That was cool.
For me, ruined the effect.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I was like, oh.
The speaker just comes out the bottom.
That's weird. I guess so. The kid was fucking... What did he throw at him? A fucking bottle
no,
of water?
No, he tried to hit it.
Something went spraying everywhere.
He was trying to fucking ding it with oh. his fist.
Can you people just not have dick children? Just keep them under fucking control. If I was there, I wouldn't have even gone near the trash barrel, first of
Get
all.
Get your fucking kids.
My mom would never let me hit a fucking
under
trash barrel
control.
That's moving.
Or I will.
I will.
What the fuck
them.
Is How Hawaiians Really Say Hello?
Yeah, so now we're going to watch West Palm, the talking palm tree at Animal Kingdom.
How many fucking things can they make
I
talk?
I don't have any dates for this. I didn't have any info on this. It's just a fucking...
It's just fun.
Is that the entrance? Is he singing?
Oh. Apple juice?
PB.
It comes from the store.
Oh.
True that.
True that.
Where do you come
from?
Hawaii.
Oh, you're from Hawaii?
Aloha.
Mahalo. Okay, bye.
You don't say aloha for goodbye. What else do you say?
We don't say aloha at all.
Yeah, okay.
You don't?
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're a fucking asshole.
They speak English.
Yeah.
This girl's a douche. Say goodbye, actually. I forgot what it was, though.
Okay,
we
good
just
talk.
Say goodbye.
Really? You don't have
really?
A
kiss
or silly? Just say goodbye, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, how do you say give me a hug?
Give me a
give
hug.
Give me a hug.
Ew, I don't want to... Ew, she hugged a tree.
Yes. Tree hugger.
Sometime.
Hippie.
All right, bye, tree.
Goodbye, tree.
Really
you can't interact
oh,
with...
Oh, I said bye, tree, bitch. You... There's a guy. Oh, that, they were with them. Hello.
You can't interact with fucking...
So there's shitty Hawaiians is what we get
right,
out of that.
Right,
oh, fucking
right.
Bitch.
You can't
we
interact with like
good
adults.
For fucking you.
Like
asshole.
Right before an adult.
Right.
They're terrible to interact with.
That was the most boring fucking thing. That's why I brought two videos, just in case assholes like that were in the first one.
What if assholes like that are in this one?
Oh, there's at least kids in this one. I think it's funny that a fucking tree just rolls around.
Another fucking Star
Darth
Wars.
Vader again.
That's all this guy knows is Star Wars.
Oh, that thing. Oh my god, he just hit the tree. What an asshole.
He was trying to high-five it.
Can take pictures
what?
Of tomorrow with that camera. What the fuck?
Billy.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Billy.
I like how he ignores the kids out of being dicks.
Yeah, good. Get the bye-bye. Yeah, that guy was not having it.
That one sucked,
No
too.
One wanted to fucking talk to the tree. What is wrong with these people?
That's obviously why it's not there anymore.
I want it back. I want both of the Peepa and the West Palm and all that.
Now, what the fuck is this?
Now we're going to watch March of the Artemoles.
Sounds like a fucking blast.
I'm going to tell you about
it. Are you taking a picture of it?
No.
You don't have to take a picture of it.
I'm going to take a fucking picture of it. March of the Artemoles started April... this is why I wanted to do Animal Kingdom. So Animal Kingdom's 20th birthday is happening April 22nd, which will be right around when this is released.
Nice.
So, or probably earlier, but...
They should have waited until it was 21 to allow it to sell alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah, they should have. No, that's not good.
Just add a little bit of realism.
I like the drinks that we get at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, me too.
So... it was originally called March of the Animals, but we're just going to watch March of the Artemoles.
Okay.
March of the Artemoles opened April 22nd, 1998, opening day of the park, and closed June 9th, 1999, so a mere 1 year later. March of the Artemoles was a daytime parade at Disney's Animal Kingdom that debuted in the park when it opened, and I thought I had more fucking information than this. Okay. When the park was finishing development, show producer Douglas May wanted the entertainment at Animal Kingdom to take on a different attitude. Foregoing a more traditional Disney parade loaded with characters, he instead developed a concept of the residents of Discovery Island, then known as Safari Village, putting on a carnival. Costumes and floats for the show were designed by Swiss artist Rolf Nyang. The quirky end result was mostly confusing for guests, and efforts to liven up the show with more live music and a storyteller did not succeed in boosting its popularity or clarity, and the parade ended in June 1999. People were confused as
fuck. So what
fuck.
You're telling me is I'm about to watch something that doesn't make any sense.
Basically.
I mean, the fucking name alone.
And they tried to make sense of it by adding a narrator and some music, and it made it
worse,
if anything.
What's this guy talking about?
I'm confused. What is this parade about? Is this animals? I don't get it.
That's not what I'm seeing right now.
What could be confusing? If anything's confusing, it's the fucking Tapestry of Nations. That shit's confusing. It's awesome, but it makes no sense.
It's all confusing.
It's all confuzzled.
Art is confusing because it's interpretive.
That's the whole point. It's fucking like, art. It doesn't. Yeah. You don't need to get it.
If it wasn't confusing,
stupid.
It would be a textbook.
Right. So people were too stupid to have this parade around. They're like, dude, we need Mickey thinging on a float instead.
Wait, so you're telling me Mickey's not in this parade?
Oh, no.
Let's just skip it then.
No, it's only 7 minutes, so.
Only.
Only 7 minutes of the greatest moment of your life.
1999.
Oh, hello, y'all. Oh, those look like green beans and looks like fire.
No, they look like fucking crabs. They're like hermit crabs. Oh, that's a mantis.
Mantis and a
red
mantis.
Mantis.
They're dancing weird. They have big butts, like praying mantises do, right? I've never seen a red praying
like
mantis.
It. Me neither. That's what was confusing to everyone.
Yeah, that's weird. It's too confusing. I'm confused. They have weird glasses on.
No one has any clue what's
going on.
Ew,
they have zebra heads on the stick. Did she kill one?
Naturally.
Oh, my.
No.
What the fuck is behind
she
her?
She doesn't have a zebra head. She has a monkey or a cat.
Yeah, but that's a zebra.
Yeah, the
she
other one does
zebra. Oh my god, there's a scary tiger behind him. Ah! Oh my god, is that George of the Jungle? What the hell?
It better have been.
What the hell's going on? Oh, the
what
monkey has a
that?
Hat on!
Oh, that's a monkey?
He's doing like the spaceman.
Did he fall on a...
I want a picture of that monkey with the hat on. He had a baseball hat on.
He fell in like a pit of paint.
Yeah, this is literally like... Oh, I hear Lion King music. I thought. No, maybe not.
Artemoles.
It just looks like a kid's art project on a parade float.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of art and shit. Oh, what the hell is that? A seahorse? Oh my god, that's scary.
It's like the kids who aren't artistically
Holy
gifted.
Holy shit, that's scary. Oh, what the fuck's this? Turtles? Okay, that's cute. Turtles on a bike. That's really cute.
I thought it was a bird, but you're
oh,
right, it is a turtle.
It has wind chimes underneath. That's really cute. I like that. It has little wreaths moving when he turns. Oh, that's cute. I like that. Oh, I like her cast member outfit. Oh, I don't like his. Get away. Oh, what are those?
Frogs.
Toads? Frogs.
Toads, frogs, whatever.
Frogs. But they look pale as fuck.
You can't buy go by the color at all.
No, none of the colors are right. All right, frogs, shut your mouths.
Then they won't be able to see.
There's more frogs on the parade float. There's frogs behind them too. God damn.
Must have been the cheapest costume to make.
The fatty, fatty bubble addies. Oh, I like the music on this one. Looks like a big drum. Oh.
It's a Venus flytrap. Oh, no, it isn't. It's
close.
Doesn't
the frog just kick the driver? What's wrong with you?
Dinged him in the back of the head. Kicks him off the float.
Drive faster. That frog has a purse. Oh, that one does too. These must be male merce frogs. Oh, I don't like the thing behind them.
Is that a vulture?
Oh,
what is it?
Oh, dear. I'm glad this fucking parade doesn't happen anymore. This is scary. Oh, my God. Look how tall it is. Holy shit, that's the biggest peacock I've ever fucking seen, or whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. A fucking crane?
Flamingo? Yeah, crane.
Crane?
We're
like
going to call that a
crane. It's on stilts, so it's extra fucking scary, and the babies even look angry and stuff. Oh my god. That was a nightmare. What is this? Pieces of cake? Don't they look like cake?
Yeah. I don't know what those are supposed to be.
I don't know. That's not an animal.
Are they bees?
I don't know. She's doing tap dancing.
They are. They're bugs. They're bees.
They're not bees. They don't even have heads.
They got wings.
They got flowers.
They got wings.
Oh,
see,
yeah,
it's a bee.
Do. Wow, that is a terrible bee. Looks like pieces of cake from the front. With filling in the middle.
Ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm. Those bees look delicious.
I could go without that filling.
Yeah, go away. Oh, it looked like she was wearing, like, swimming tubes.
She looked like she was Raggedy Andy.
Ooh, the honey. Ooh, look at the honey dripping off. I like that. Looks real.
There's some potential.
Looks like real honey. And the driver, like a pirate bee or whatever.
That's the problem. It was made with real honey, and the bees just swarmed it flies.
Quite loud. Quite
yeah.
Bee. Calm down, bees. Make yourself more like seas.
Where are they posted up? Oh, they're right near the entrance.
Oh, look at the elephant. His trunk's going to fall off.
It is.
He's, like, holding on to
they
it.
Didn't understand the right joints?
Does he, like, play a trumpet or something? Nope. He's just weird.
He pretends like he's playing a trumpet.
He kind of looks too realistic in the face. He doesn't look happy. This is weird.
He looks like a hunchback human with an elephant
was far behind.
An elephant head.
Yes, he does.
Guys,
excuse
you don't have to get out of the fucking way.
Hell? Excuse me, move, we're videotaping.
Thank you for not
Thank
getting
you.
Out of the way.
That was a lion with his mouth gaping open. Who's driving, a zebra? That doesn't make any sense.
It looks like a zebra that's been mostly consumed.
He's like a horse zebra because he's brown. That fucking lion is crazy. He's got a bunch of dead goats behind him and shit. What the fuck is wrong with this?
Is that a spider?
That's a huge-ass spider. And
looks
ghost people in the front, like a Slender Man driving it.
Genius.
Mr. Black or whatever. Black
the Grim
Man.
Reaper.
You know, Green Man? He's Black Man.
Yes.
All right, this is the scariest fucking spider.
Did that lizard just talk?
Is it playing kids' music? What the fuck?
Yeah, because it attracts the kids
Old
to
McDonald's
it.
Old McDonald had a fun.
And then it consumes them. Flies.
Oh, stink bugs?
Flies.
Flies? Ugh.
Oh, no, that's a bee.
Those are scary bugs.
That's
These
a beetle.
These guys, like, I hate my life.
They're all different bugs.
Fuck me. What the fuck is that? Star Wars? Nope.
It's the web.
Oh, the itsy bitsy spider. That's what it's paying. Why is that guy dabbing? He was dabbing before dabbing was cool.
OG.
Just driving his spider boat and having a grand old time. I like the little wind chime tingies.
It's, yeah.
Whoever's playing the xylophone on there.
It's probably just some kid in the background.
More bugs with maracas.
Yeah, what's with the fucking bugs?
Itsy bitsy spider. Alright, we get it. You have maracas and your bugs. Oh, and then the end of the parade is really confusing because it's just cast members shaking sticks.
Oh, that's the end?
I'm pretty sure. If this goes on any further, I don't know. Look how many people are lined up to see this parade. It's fucking insane. Uh-huh.
This must have been the first time they did
that
it.
That is fucking weird.
Photographed.
Oh, great.
What a diamond of a guy.
I gotta tell you, I'm confused. No.
Oh my gosh.
That was a parade.
That was certainly.
That was interesting.
People moving in a line on floats.
I'd say it's better than nothing, but I know people would be lined up regardless of what the parade was, and they'd just be in my way to get
it's
places.
Exactly. It's not better than nothing, because when there is no parade, you can walk around freely.
Right, exactly. And then when people are lined up, you can't get past them, and they get mad for stepping on you. All that shit.
Yeah, I know.
But
Or when you're waiting in line.
That wasn't the worst parade I've ever seen.
It was okay because it was only 7 minutes.
That's true. It was very short.
It did seem very quick.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It was kind of scary, though. If I was a kid, I'd be like, I'll take a scary parade.
I don't mind a scary parade.
Oh, well, there you go.
I do mind a boring parade.
Was that boring?
Yes.
Yeah, even for the 7 minutes.
Even for the 7 minutes.
All right, well. Oh, I should tell you about.
You should fucking get us some information
here. Kilimanjaro.
Don't just go, all right, well.
All right, well, that's it. That's our show.
It would be a full show.
I know. Okay, so we're going on Kilimanjaro Safaris. Opened April 22nd, 1998 with the park. It has a song called Hanadunani. I thought it was Hapadunani, but I guess it's Hanadunani. It says Hanadunani. I don't think that's right, but by the group African Dawn.
I don't remember how it goes.
Liquid propane is the propulsion, in case you needed to know that.
Oh, I was wondering. I thought it was just regular fuel.
All right. So the ride originally included a scripted portion where the safari truck called Simba One would be contacted by a habitat warden and a scientist to hunt down poachers that had captured a mother elephant and her child, Big Red and Little Red. The poachers would have been captured at gunpoint by another cast member, a warden. This element of the attraction was eventually eliminated and replaced with scaring off the poachers after a pursuit. So, during cast previews at Disney's Animal Kingdom, there was a dark ending in which the safari vehicle encountered the slaughtered corpse of Big Red. This scene proved too shocking for families and children, and thus was eventually changed to give the attraction a happier ending.
I thought it never made it to hot release or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it did. I think after the cast member, they're like, maybe you shouldn't do that. But
maybe we don't do that one.
I was thinking I should post the picture, but I don't really want to. It's sad.
Because it's sad.
It's not a real elephant.
It's a fake animal.
It does look kind of weird, though. It's creepy. So Google that if you want to look at it.
Google that shit.
Oh, I had a... So, Kilimanjaro typically operated until sundown. However, during the holiday season of 1998, the safaris were continued at night and dubbed Kilimanjaro Night Safaris. So, this hasn't been the first time they did the night safari
recently. No.
Though many animals were asleep or unable to be seen at night, the attraction had a completely different script and storyline.
Now, that I like.
That's interesting. I don't know if I could... I didn't even look for a video of that. Maybe next time. This new attraction featured additional animal sounds, reflectors hidden in the foliage to resemble animals' eyes, and an actual African dance troupe who performed around a bonfire in the area normally occupied by the attraction's elephants. That's really weird. Fucking people dancing around a fire in the elephant boneyard or whatever.
Well, that's what they do that continent.
Kilimanjaro Night Safaris only ran during that initial holiday season. After this time, it was deemed that the additional costs plus the fact that the animal visibility was poor made Night Safaris unfeasible to continue regularly. Let's see. 2007 to 2009, the script with the Wilson-Jobson story has significantly changed. Less story about Little Red and more about the animals in the reserve and the need to find a lost elephant at the end. So I don't know which one we're actually going to see, but I know there's clips at the end that might have the additional scenes that were deleted. So,
ooh-wee.
Yeah. So I just wanted to experience, you never got to ride it when it was...
when it had
Simba
a story?
Simba One, we're looking for Little Red. We got Big Red. She is...
I feel like I've heard it, though.
I know. I feel like you have to. Maybe when I listen to Sorcerer or something.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, here we go. We're entering Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Is this what I'm supposed to do? Did you give me a spot to go to?
This is good. This should be fine.
We're just going to watch the whole...
Yeah. The whole shebang. All Martin's right. Ultimate tribute. Thank you, Martin.
All right, buckle
glad
in.
He did an ultimate tribute. Buckle in, buckaroos.
Buckle in, everyone. It's going to be a while.
We're in the parking lot, at least. We're on the tram.
The tram.
Woo, tram. Oh, shit, she's going fast.
I've only had to ride a tram once.
Yeah.
Never again.
I don't like the trams. They smell bad. Never. Oh, look, Baloo's been not meeting out front. We met Brer Fox out there at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. It's a hot spot for random people.
Yeah. Well, Baloo's not random. He's always there. Not in the front.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't Brer Bear. It was Baloo.
Brer Fox we met. Oh, look, the opening show that we watched, that kind of sucked. I thought it was going to be better. Oh, no. I don't want to watch this.
You don't?
Well, don't stop it. I mean, I don't want to watch this show. I hope it doesn't show the entire thing. I don't think it will. Oh, shit, it will. Yeah, you can skip through. Go right there.
220.
Okay, we're in Harambe at least. I think the park had just opened and that's why. He's giving us the full experience as if we were getting to the ride ourselves.
You gotta walk there and beat everyone there.
Oh, look, there's the baobab tree or whatever it is.
The upside down root tree?
Yeah. Boom.
Also known as a tree without leaves.
Kilimanjaro is a privately owned tour company located in the state-owned Harambe Wildlife Reserve. Ooh, I didn't know that. 32 passenger vehicles bring you on a 20-minute safari through the recreated African landscape.
32 passenger vehicles.
The show is structured to present a story of environmental preservation. So is Cali River Rapids. Everything burned down in Cali River Rapids.
Animal Kingdom is a very dark past.
It's like kind of scary. It's like you get on this nice little raft ride. Oh, la, la, la. Oh, shit, all the trees are burned down.
It's basically like,
it's like Fern Gully.
Humans are fucking everything
up.
Yeah,
you guys suck.
Here, get a little wet.
I wish the fucking bridge moved like it used to.
I remember that.
Yeah, I used to do that when we first went on. Like, this fucking...
Happened once or twice for me.
Now they just like, oh, careful. It's why. It's not moving. Propane gasoline.
Oh-y.
That there's propane.
It's fictional.
Oh, it's a fictional village. Harambe isn't a real place.
I thought they moved Harambe to...
I thought they moved Harambe from Africa. Unity together means Harambe.
It dicks out, doesn't it? I thought that's what it meant.
Unity! Journey of a lifetime.
Dicks out for Harambe? Isn't
Trust
that what it meant?
Us, yeah. Trust us. Guaranteed animals.
Captain
what
Bob.
What the fuck? Poaching alert. Please
Captain
report
Bob.
Any evidence of poaching to the nearest ranger post.
This is...
Who's Captain Bob?
It said Captain Bob invented...
The guy who did our Epcot Illuminations cruise.
Something,
animals on
camping.
Safari may seem to be close to guests, but they need to be... They need... What?
But those that need
to
be
kept
away. Oh,
they have a containment system. These range from basic but hidden fences to underwater barriers. Ooh. Ooh. I can see the barriers when we're there. I don't care to notice.
We just look past them.
The embankments, moats, trenches, and pits, and anti-climb slopes.
So what they're saying is if the animals wanted to, they could probably get around and kill
hard
us.
Enough, I think they'd just be stuck in the trench then.
Oh,
if they went through the fence.
I wish this picture had an animal stuck in the trench.
Well, there's the bridge that doesn't break anymore. Right?
Not that one, no.
Oh, there's little stairs there, too. Oh, this is a cool little aerial view of the savannah.
Oh, what's up?
Well, hi, giraffe. The animals have enclosures both on and off the safari. Okay.
You know, shit, they're not going to run free.
I also love this song, so I'm not really going to complain that I'm listening to this song.
Ha, cool. Ooh, 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 ooh. You can just say whatever you want.
The dirt track is, in fact, heavy-duty concrete with tread marks and dips built into it. I knew that also.
No shit.
Guests cross the ride path to get to one of three load areas. Oh, yeah, remember we had to walk, like, we stayed on the ride past the first exit area? That sucked.
We got extra stuff.
They then embark on a 19.5-minute, 2.3-mile journey. Ooh.
It
seems
longer. I don't think it's 20 minutes anymore.
Less?
Yeah.
Finally, they disembark on one of two unload stations and again cross the ride path to exit. Yeah, we got off the second one.
Yeah.
We were stuck under a bridge for a while.
It was fun.
I love that tree. Upside down tree. Journey through Africa's amazing wildlife. Ooh-wee. Ooh, giraffe is Twiga. What's lion? Simba.
Simba.
Simba lion. Yep. I didn't know that.
We've seen it a million times.
I never read the signs, really.
Oh, you got to read the signs.
I want to watch Wilson's video. Terra? Oh, zebra.
Oh,
hello. Who is it?
Glare.
Ooh, hello.
Duma.
Duma is cheetah. Mugunni is ostrich.
Jumbo.
Jumbo. Oh, you're welcome. Oh, we're going to the booking office. Oh, the telephone in there actually makes, like, there's a cue song that they play the phone call. I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought
that's cool. We always go on the fast pass, so we never see that.
Yeah, this ride is really easy to fast pass.
I want to stand there and just listen to the phone call. Majestic elephants.
Have we ever not fast passed this ride?
No, I don't think so. We should, though. We should go at night.
Nope, that's not true. There are times we haven't, but we set
we
it up
walk
so
right
it's
through.
Right.
Yeah. We will. I've seen that desk before. Like, we've seen the Simba One desk, but we never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
Fucking music is so loud. Disturb or feed birds. Oh, don't do that. Don't do these things.
We also waited in this for like 2 hours.
This is
a pre-show.
Remember. Harambe Wildlife. What?
We also waited for this ride like once.
Oh, yeah. One of our friends were there. Sucked.
Kalibuni.
Oh, Kalibuni.
Hello, I've seen Wilson. You in a movie. Aren't you in Black Panther?
He's in Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
That your visit will give you new appreciation and
appreciation
for Africa's magnificent living.
If he ever goes away, I'll die. Oh, look at the antelope.
Harambe Wildlife Reserve was created to meet the growing challenges.
I like his sunglasses.
Our native wildlife here in Africa.
Oh, how are they staying on his shirt?
I know.
He's bringing with it a loss of natural habitat, threatening the very existence
poachers.
Of great creatures.
Our great sadly, creatures.
Even the borders of Harambe.
The what? Oh,
borders.
Animals from the most dangerous threat of all.
Poachers.
Poaching. Oh. To the poachers, these beautiful animals.
Oh, the rhino.
Only profit.
Bye.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Rhino and
is that really a dead animal?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. Oh, shit, that was scary. I don't think I've ever watched this whole thing. Oh, God! Oh, no! There's dead animals. And fucking cheetah rug. Oh, no! It's a head.
It was.
What the fuck?
That is why I ask you.
Does anybody watch this?
No.
To please join us in our
oh, he's petting the rhino. I want to pet one. Oh, I want to pet an elephant. Oh, he's so cute.
Grow eyes for poachers.
No, I always have eyes for poachers. Oh, giraffe.
We should poach the poachers.
Yes. He was born on the Harambe Reserve.
Yep.
Goddamn.
Disney won't let him leave.
Oh, look, his plane. Is that plane anywhere, or did they just literally make that plane for this video?
It flew. Whoa. It's flying away right there, and it never
Holy
comes back.
Shit. Oh, I like this song, too. Mañana?
Welcome to ZomboCon.
Welcome to Animal Kingdom. That was a nice little pre-show. I didn't know there was so much death in it, but okay. Guess I never watched it intently enough.
I mean, death makes life more valuable.
My God. The fucking cheetah and tiger rug and all that shit and the fucking head off the impala. What the fuck's wrong with you, Matua? You want to scare the shit out of us? I'm not even poaching anyone. It's not even my fault.
I could go for a cheetah rug.
I always donate, too. If they ask me if I want to donate $1 and get that pin,
when
always,
you go to,
I always do that.
The Flame Tree Barbecue?
Yeah. Or wherever I do.
It's not possible to stop this vehicle. They fucking stop that vehicle all the time.
They don't stop. They have no brakes. We're going. We don't need brakes.
What do you? They can. They no. That's. They can stop.
It said that it doesn't. You can't stop this vehicle.
Yeah, but it's not on a track.
No, you can't stop it. You can't stop. Won't stop.
Well, that I know.
Here we go. Bye-bye. Oh, we're our turn now.
Is it? Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be two more times before we get on.
What? No, this is our turn.
See? One more.
Don't you hate when people get on with us even though they weren't supposed to?
I do. I
fucking hate that. I'm like, no, no, no. We only have three people. We don't fit.
Fuck yeah, you make it uncomfortable for everyone when you could just wait 2 seconds.
You weren't supposed to go.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. Oh, we sat there once in the front seat. Blow your nose. Oh, blow your...
Blow your load.
Blow me.
Blow your loads.
Balls off the truck? Oh, falls. Oh, hello. Hello, Anthony.
Sitting in the front was fun.
Yeah. Remember she like was at like we could talk to her specifically.
Shut off mic, yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. Bushes.
Oh, I get it. That's funny.
I love identifying animals. Bye-bye.
There's
see you
so
never.
Many more animals on there than there are in there.
Yeah,
safari.
That's true. I never see all those. Ooh.
They've got this inflection. Is that the right word? In their voice?
Yeah.
That you don't hear anywhere else.
I know.
It's like they train it to them.
I love it when I hear like a tour guide like that.
Ooh. In the sky.
Bushka.
Bush country.
Bushka. Oh. Simba one. Okay.
Quickly.
No stopping. We don't have breaks.
And we don't want the animals to know you're taking
we're
pictures
have to push
of them.
If you don't stop. If we stop. Shrubbery? That's shrubbery.
While he's stopped, he says, I'm not allowed to stop.
Not allowed to stop except right now.
It does get a little bouncy out there.
Ooh, it's
not unusual
I love
for a driver to lose their whole back row every once in a while. But as they do say in Swahili, to win day, let's go.
Oh, he doesn't care if he loses his back row.
Simba
okay.
One to airborne patrol. Come on.
Airborne.
How many Simba ones I got?
Simba one.
Simba one.
Simba one. Wilson. Hello, Wilson.
Jumbo Wilson, we are entering the reserve at the Little Aturi Forest. Over.
I miss this. Why don't they do this anymore? It's fucking bullshit.
No one was paying attention, that's why.
We should go on next time and ask them to put it on. I bet they can do it.
Roger that, Wilson.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Or
let's
we should just say it. We should memorize it and say it ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, Opaki. Right?
Opaki? Opaki?
Opaki?
Okapi.
Ah, yes, the Okaps.
Okapi. Yay, I learned something. I like those. I want one.
More closely related to
you know that Dwight Schrute, the guy, Rain Wilson, he has a Okapi or something.
Well, he should give it back to the wildlife.
I want one. Back there, if we have horses, we could have zebras.
Orange fella, that's a bongo.
Bongo.
Oh,
he's so cute. I want one. Ghosty? I'm feeling ghosty.
I'm always feeling ghosty.
Oh, I thought he was going to crack a joke about the vultures or whatever. No more northern, though.
Oh, there's one.
These are blacks.
Yeah. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Curvious, wow.
Boom, ba, boom. Just get a thing for black rhinos.
Sexy lady. Playing there.
Hundreds of thousands have been killed for those horns, and oddly enough, they're made out of the same material as our hair and fingernails, keratin.
So they could have just killed us.
That should kill people.
Guys, we have hair. They could just cut my hair too, but they could just kill me instead.
It's not solid.
Yeah, it's not. They don't, get the feeling they get when they kill something.
Although you could fucking like just melt it together or some shit.
I'm sure you can figure out a way. You don't need it anyways. It doesn't do anything.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Look at that tree stump over
there.
That
is a nice stump there. Simba one, where the hell are you?
You've gone off course.
Mamma mia, I am too many poachers in here.
Go off to the left, you'll see some greater kudu, the second largest antelope in Africa.
You do. Voodoo.
You do voodoo.
Voodoo the voodoo. Kudu do. Da-da-doo-doo.
Oh, the water.
Oh, look at the nice swampy water. Denial hippos?
Yep, these hippos are in denial. They don't. They don't think they need Weight Watchers.
They go on for miles and miles. Ah, it's getting all rocky in here. Take it easy, Jumbo.
Birthway. But a fully grown adult male can tip the scales at over 5,000.
Damn.
And only for the first few months of their life.
5,000 pounds.
Swimming after that, they get too big.
No, that's insane.
What they'll do instead is they'll just kind of sink down to the river bottom and walk along it.
They can't. They can't weigh 5,000 pounds.
They're just like fucking. I'm not swimming anymore.
Holy shit.
Although they can hold it longer. And they eat about
I can hold it longer.
Pounds of grass every night when they come out of the riverbanks to feed.
Grass sucks. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's just the water.
It's just a duck. Mallard.
Mallard.
Now, the large white birds. Ooh,
I like that palm tree.
Pelicans, pink-back pelicans are
I hate
very
pelicans.
Birds.
They stink.
They work together in
they
groups
do.
To herd fish in the shallow waters.
They bring babies,
all
right? Oh, no, that's storks. What's the difference
area?
Between a stork and a pelican?
A stork brings a baby.
Pelicans and Nemo. I like the big pelican and the Nemo play. Hippo nap.
I'd love a hippo nap.
Everybody love a hippo nap.
Just floating on the water.
Yep, there they are. Ah, bird. Go away, bird.
That wasn't a native bird, right?
You should probably talk to Wilson.
Yeah, uh-oh. Call up Wilson.
Caution, weight limit. Oh, no.
Oh, I thought it said hard hat required.
Where the bridge is.
Is it going to rickety?
Is it going to be rickety?
Oh.
They go on for Niles.
Shatter the bones of their prey in a single bite.
Shatter crocodiles. The bones.
Is the bridge moving? Can you pretend it's moving at least? Come on, man.
Not yet.
Is it going to do it?
I think this isn't the one. I
fucking love when it does that. God damn it. That was the one. It didn't do it. Oh, motherfucker. Damn it.
I don't think that was the one. It was
it
very
was.
High up.
It always is. Oh.
This is Simba 1. Go ahead.
I thought they were going to show it. Damn it.
Just wanted to let you know that my ground patrol has seen a lot of elephant activity in
the
ooh.
So the...
Definitely.
He didn't even say anything about Little Red.
Not yet.
I think this is a different one where he doesn't tell the story. He just says, I saw some elephants. You should go see them. Okay, cool.
It's also known as the upside down tree because
it's also a fake baobab. Whoa.
Looks like it's upside down.
I want a baobab in our yard.
We can get one, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get one.
The Serengeti grassland system. The Serengeti stretches hundreds of miles across East Africa.
Miles and miles.
For millions of migrating animals like zebra and wildebeest.
I want a zebra. I do not want a wildebeest, though.
Like elephants,
too hairy.
Lions,
how often do you think they want to make the, like, the jokes that they can't?
Miles and I probably would have to. I would do it by accident, probably.
Those horns can get up to 60 inches in length, and they're on the official emblem of Harambe Wildlife.
Right. Ooh, 60 inches.
A wildebeest?
Yep.
I should be able to get another good look at them, too, when we come around there.
Get a good look? I want to see the giraffes.
What are you filming?
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Well,
I don't want to see the
see
mirror.
Patterson Zealand, the largest antelope
ooh.
In Africa.
Oh,
they get
an
up
antelope.
To 2,000 pounds and
very
stand
nice.
6 feet tall at the shoulder alone.
That's fucking tall.
6 feet, yeah.
If he stood up, but he doesn't. Where are the giraffes? Oh, Jesus. I hate the bulls.
Those
with the
are
horns.
Hollow.
I don't like them. They're scary. Okay, bull, bye. Go scratchy your horns. Where the hell are the giraffes?
Yeah, where is everyone?
Why is it fucking empty out here? What is going on?
This was before the giraffes?
They have fucking miles and miles of grass. Where are
also
they?
Off there to the right, those little tiny tan fellas with the black stripes
tan.
On their sides are Thomas's gazelle.
I don't care about
like
the gazelle.
Tommies around here.
What the fuck? We're already at the gazelle?
Right Tommies. We call those Tommies around these headphones.
Where are the turtles?
Cheetah's favorite meal.
Ah! Fucking ho. It's a log of wood. No one cares. What's this? It's a giraffe. God damn it. What is that?
It's a lot of the same stuff.
More of the little antelope things or whatever the fuck those are. Deer. That's literally
a
deer.
A few of these sables as well.
Yeah, that didn't belong.
That looks like a fucking regular deer. What are these? I'm pissed off. Where
are
the
giraffes?
I don't
know what these are.
Is this a cow? Is it fucking like big goats or whatever? Who cares?
What's up, Billy Goat?
Those are the things that can kill you with their horns.
Well, anything can kill you with its horn.
Not me.
Except for a trumpet player.
Oh. Well, we probably still could.
Yeah, you're right.
Hmm. What the fuck is that?
Straight ahead of us. Is that a pig?
It's a donkey.
Herds up to 1.5 million migrate through here every year.
A white-bearded wildebeest? I don't think that's a real thing. I think you made that up. God damn it. I feel like we missed the giraffe part already.
I think they're coming out.
I don't want to talk about their horns.
Keeping them relatively cool during the heat of the day.
Good for them.
They're coming up soon.
There's some wildebeest in this bush here on the left.
Oh, they're hanging out in the bush.
Creepy wildebeest. Creepers.
Peepers.
Where are the giraffes? Come on.
Yeah, where are they? Usually you can at least kind of see them.
Pretty sure we passed that area. Oh, there they are. Yay! Oh, a baby giraffe. Look how tiny he is!
That just could be perspective.
Oh my god, look how small he is! He's a baby! Oh my god, he was so little.
Small brown fellas are impala.
Oh, what the fuck? You didn't even mention the giraffe. Holy fuck, dude.
Because you know what a giraffe is.
Yeah, you know.
Quite a few of them here just past these bushes.
You'll
be able to get
pretty good.
Simba 1.
Yes, Wilson.
We're near Monkey Point entering elephant country.
Keep your eyes open for me. We picked up a baby elephant that was wandering off on its
own.
Oh,
we can't find the mother. There's no one on this fucking truck.
One person.
And we do call this area Monkey Point because off to the left lives a colony of mandrills, Africa's largest.
Oh, I love mandrills.
Males can get up to over 100 pounds.
And women drills.
Those are the ones that fucking just sling dookie across the room.
The little shitty bum-bums.
Males are way bigger and both fins are just as colorful.
Way bigger. Oh, that's an elephant.
He's almost 12,000 pounds.
By himself.
12,000 pounds.
Huh?
Around the age of 14, and they go off on their own or in very loose all-male groups.
Loose.
Where they fight for dominance, territory, and the right to mate. Pretty much the life of a male elephant.
What the fuck's that? It looks like a tombstone.
It
is. Tented camp. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Oh, roll close. Don't go that way. Oh, the elephant's there.
I've never seen an elephant back there. That was never usually anything back there.
Yeah, the male elephant's always by himself over there. But they don't have any. Oh, he's so cute. This guy's bouncy. Oh, here's the bridge.
Yeah,
yay.
I knew we didn't go past it yet.
I hope he does it.
Oh, shit.
I'm so scared.
Hang on, lean to the right.
Lean to the right.
Oh, I love it. It's so fun.
That was fun.
God damn, they need to do that again. Yeah, it was.
For a brief moment,
we almost died.
We were in danger.
That was so fun. I love that.
All right, but here we are in the red clay pits. If you see all the tusk marks and footprints to either side, that's because elephants will come up in here and eat this red clay.
Red clay is delicious.
So what they can get from the 300 pounds of
it's
green
my favorite
stuff
snack.
To eat per day.
Yummy.
They have a lifespan of 60 to 70 years, and female elephants have a pregnancy period of about
20 months. Ew, periods. I don't want to talk about their periods.
It's a pregnancy period.
Ew, worse.
Yep.
When a baby elephant
extra
is born,
bloody.
They already weigh 200 to 300 pounds.
Damn, that's a birth. Where are the babies? Where the fuck are the elephants, dude? I don't see any. Come on.
Where is everything? This is a boring ass tour.
God damn. Where are the elephants? Okay, can we go through the bridge a little quicker here? I want to see the elephant.
Now that's a deterrent, I would imagine.
Yes. But like, would they even get that far?
I would hope not.
But I guess it's just a security measure.
Yeah.
They get stuck.
I could have swore I saw something moving.
Hello?
But I don't know if it was a glare.
Bueller. Where are the elephants? I like the palm trees. I don't see any.
Where? Looks like the deer.
And the baobab?
Yeah.
He's way back there. Looks black. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but didn't look gray.
No.
Looks very dark. Oh, yep, there he is again. Oh.
There's a few of them.
Yes, indeed. Hello.
there's a reticulated giraffe there to the
right. Oh, reticulated.
Get their
where?
The
I don't see it.
He's very articulate.
Articulated.
Ooh,
I like those ones.
They can stand 18 to 20 feet tall.
Those are my favorite kind of giraffe.
We should see some around
ooh,
this
cute.
Little area here. They're on the other side.
Oh,
there.
I want a giraffe.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get one.
And an elephant. I'm going to name it Stampy. Oh, it's a baby. Oh, look at that elephant.
It's so big for a baby.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh, look at the baby baby.
Oh,
the baby giraffe is like the smallest fucking giraffe I've ever seen.
Greater flamingo are the lightest pink of all flamingo species.
Hey, flamingos, they stinky.
You said that about the other birds.
All birds stink. Remember that Animal Kingdom Lodge and there's that little, like, shitty area where there's flamingos? It smells so bad.
Yeah.
Why was it even there?
People like flamingos.
You're gonna go fucking see flamingos. Nasty. Oh, there's a giraffe in there, the flamingos. Look at the baby.
Why is he out of place?
He's so cute.
Rory.
Where's Rory? I want to see her. It's like Aurora, Rory.
Six
oh, look at the baby.
That's a baby?
She's so cute.
She's ginormous.
Real close to you.
Ah, he's so close.
Oh, hey.
Oh, God. What if he turns his neck? He's going to touch us.
He's just like, I really like eating
really
this tree.
Weird. Ah, there's no one on this bus.
Full boat.
What the hell kind of day was this?
Maybe Martin gets special privileges.
Yeah, probably.
He's got a press pass.
Wow, look at that. A family of white rhino. They get their name.
Oh, that's why this guy, this tour guide's not putting any effort in.
Oh, look at the baby rhino.
Not to the color of their skin, as all rhino species are the same basic gray color. Just depends on what they roll around in that day.
Oh.
One of Africa's greatest success stories, because thanks to
the baby rhino.
Conservation efforts of this reserve and others like it. Making a really good comeback from the brink of extinction.
Except for the northern.
Chinks down there to the right. About 3 pounds an egg makes them the largest egg laid in the world.
Ooh. Oh, those ostrich eggs, those are always there.
Yeah.
Fake.
Can't make an omelet out of those.
Mm. Baby
rhinos
are so cute. Oh, dear. He's in the middle of the fucking street. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Excuse you.
Fuck, he's very close.
Oh,
Simba won.
I see you at the junction. I suggest you go west.
Go west. Oh, okay.
Wonder what he sees out there.
I wonder what he does see.
It will be worth it.
This has nothing to do with poachers. I did not get the... There better be stuff after.
Go west, and he's like, all right, this is the end.
This is it. We just found a baby elephant. That's it.
In there in the, between the trees and the shade.
The who? Cheetah?
They're the fastest mammals in the world. Yep. Getting up to a speed of about
7 miles. Three of them. Whoa, there's a lot of them.
She can only maintain it for a short distance, roughly 400.
I've only seen like two at a time.
Before they get way too overheated.
Usually done.
They are daytime hunters, unlike most big cats, so I'm sure they've been tempted from time to time by these drive-by buffets that go around all
the time. Oh.
Drive-by buffet. That was a good band name.
Is it?
No.
Oh, the lions. I forgot about the lions.
Oh.
Everyone always forgets about the lions.
I don't. I like the lions. I just like the giraffes more.
It's very rare that you'd see them. You fucking liar. They're always in the same spot.
Lion seeping, lion seeping. Wake up.
There you
wow,
go.
Look at that, a huge female lion.
Huge.
Real close to us on this rock.
Where?
Right there.
She's up there doing what
she's
a lion
just laying
does
down.
Best, which is pretty much nothing. Lions are
Useless.
18 to 20 hours during the day, and contrary to popular belief, it is the female that does most of the hunting.
That's
oh.
not contrary. Everyone knows that.
In Africa with vision six times better than ours, and they are one of the few
they can see
that
shit.
Work together in groups to hunt, known as prides.
Maybe they can see into the future.
There she is.
Of course they can. They just don't know how to tell anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's
oh,
a clear
she's so
shot.
Cute. Look like Lily.
It does look like Lily.
Well, you can sort of see the top of a huge male lion up here.
The
top.
Sort
of.
Sort of see the top.
He chose to get up and roar and be heard up to 5 miles away.
I can make out a little hair, I guess. Oh, well, oh,
there
well.
He is back
oh,
there.
Oh,
there
he
oh.
is. Oh, what a nice hairdo he has on today. Looks like a wig.
It looked like he was a member
oh,
of the Beatles.
Is that a piggy? Is that
warthog.
A warthog? Oh, he's so cute. The piggy. Move it along, guy.
All right, let's get this show on the road.
Jesus
we saw
Christ.
What we came for.
Horns or scimitar horned oryx.
Horned oryx?
42 inches long.
The hell's that? Oh, there they are. Laying around like fat asses.
Oh, wait, we got some more elephants coming
horned
up, right?
Horned
oryx. We're going to see some more ostrich eggs on the
ostriches.
Right. Grand zebra.
I don't like ostriches. They're scary.
The
they stink.
The world,
they stink,
they
too.
Flightless, they still have wings.
I like zebras, though. Oh, go away, ostrich. No, no. No, thank you. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Back to where you go. Back.
I would love it if an ostrich just fucking attacked.
I would not.
Just a fake attack.
That would be my nightmare.
No, right here.
Oh, boy. There's another one. He's close. He's close. Simba.
There are poachers in the area.
Oh, shit. There's poachers. Where?
Roger that, Wilson. We're on our way.
He's so excited. Roger that.
Sounded like Kirk Cameron right there.
There's poachers in the area. Roger that. Okay, you seem upbeat about the matter.
This must be where they broke in.
Oh no, I'm scared. Oh jeez, these poachers really did a number on there. Oh, smoking there. Oh god, they set shit on fire.
That was steam from the waterfall.
Keep going. This is how you get people off the ride real quick.
Sounds like a pretty good plan.
Yeah, you're about to get shot.
Hurry, take cover. Oh shit, he's driving so fast. Oh my god.
8 miles
okay,
an hour.
Take it easy, dude. Jesus Christ.
How are they going to load an elephant on this truck?
Oh, the geyser's going off.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, fuck. We're going to get wet. Oh god, they're shooting. The fire is shooting at us.
Hit the deck.
Simba and Wilson, we just cut off the poachers from their camp. I don't know where they're headed.
Yeah, we
now.
Almost got
over.
Shot, asshole. Oh, there's their camp.
Oh, not to worry.
Oh, not to worry.
Right into my patron.
Patron.
Patrol.
Patrol. He's just drinking over there while we get shot up. Yay! Baby elephant.
Oh, yay.
Yay, little red. We helped. You have to go now.
I have to go. Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, you couldn't resist? Do you do that every fucking ride?
Oh, yeah.
I just love my Indiana Jones. I love the forest.
I love the gorillas.
Me too. I love the tigers.
I like the monkeys in the middle.
Yeah.
Like they're just.
Oh yeah, those
I could watch that all day.
Trail. I know you like get stuck there whenever we go by.
I don't want to ever leave. I love them. They're fun.
Chose us for all of your safari needs. Feel free to come back anytime.
Oh, I will pick you every time I have safari needs.
Make sure of that.
Only safari I'll ever go on.
Mm-hmm. We had one really good guy one time. I forget his name though.
Yeah. It's hard to remember someone's name.
Yeah. Can't expect me to. All right, we get it.
Get off your phone, pal.
We've been going out there to Rafiki's Planet Watch. It's about a 5-minute train ride out there.
PP.
PP the trash.
PP the trash recycling can. You can hit her all you want. She doesn't give a shit.
She'll just annoy you, ignore you.
She'll just be a battered woman.
She also sounds like a man.
Conservation messages out there. They also have a little petting zoo area. You can pet some animals. They
oh, I did that.
He said you can piss on some animals.
Oh, shit. I didn't do that. I pet them. Was I supposed to piss?
Cool.
Oh, I saw a tiger get a teeth cleaning.
I saw a bat.
Remember the first time we
get
saw a
her
tiger?
Wings clipped. I don't know. I didn't see a tiger.
Yeah, we did.
It was a bat.
I think it was a tiger in there, too. Not a tiger. Yeah. There was definitely a big animal in there one time.
There was a giant bat.
We saw the bat, though. I know that.
Term that means go well.
And go
that
well.
Term is Quaharini.
Quaharini!
A Quaharini to you, dickhead.
Ho!
Man, hold, Simba One. Jumbo, everyone.
Jumbo.
Watch your hands and feet on the right. Watch your step as you exit the vehicle.
I want to have that job.
Day out there. Just everyone.
You have a Kuna Matata day.
It looks like a lonely job.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit Asian, they're going to calm down a little bit.
He's waving to the camera guy.
Where'd all these people come from?
Yeah, what the fuck? They weren't on our truck. After unloading, guests can either return to the village or take an exploration trail. Yeah, you can turn it down. You don't need the music so goddamn loud.
Pangani Forest.
Pangani.
Yep.
And Harambe.
Harambe.
Oh, look at a gorilla.
Oh, the fucking.
Oh, scratches his head. It always freaks me out when they look like a regular human, and I'm like,
when
oh.
They, yeah, you weird. Hate when they're doing human
yeah,
things.
Yeah, because like, they could be like reading a book. They wouldn't do that. Oh, look, there's poacher shit.
That's right. Where the gorillas hang out. That's where they read their books.
They're right under the tents of the poachers. It's a little weird.
No, they hang out in the tent.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they read their books in there.
The unload and load areas are actually within the Kilimanjaro ride path. Ooh, I didn't know that. The entrance line crosses the ride path midway. Oh, I knew that. Two unload docks are to northeast and link into the trail network and dual ride exit. Okay. The ride exit again crosses over the ride path. Whoa, there's all kinds of paths all over which way.
There's lots of twists and turns.
Yeah. The area below the bridges is where vehicles wait after unloading. Yeah, that's where we had to wait when we had to go to the next unload.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a bitch. I was like, there's nothing under here. It's just a bridge. Oh.
And he didn't say anything.
I think.
We missed it. Oh, we're going on it again?
This is the original plot. Are you making rounds in the airplane today? Over.
Yes, Simbawan. And today I have a passenger. Miss Jobson, my favorite wildlife researcher.
Miss Jobson? Oh, hello, Jobson.
No, Miss Johnson.
Jumbo, we're Jobson. In the Sappy River now, headed north towards the Savannah. If you have any wildlife spotting tips, we'd love to hear them. Over.
Oh, I didn't even know Miss Jobson was a thing. Oh, I forgot Simba about her.
Will do.
Will do. All that?
Simbawan. When you come to Senekali Bridge, go pole pole, very slowly. That old bridge has seen better days.
So,
I've seen better days.
Wilson could have told us about the bridge.
Yep.
That would be so much better than the guy just being like, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, moose country.
I don't want you bumping into my animals.
You should begin to see a wide variety of grass-eating animals around
you. This is way better.
Such as Thompson's gazelle.
I agree.
Miss Jobson. In Africa calls them Thompson's gazelle.
What?
They are termies. Termies! Over.
Okay, that was weird.
Termies.
Miss Jobson, don't be ridiculous.
Simba 1 to Wilson Matura. Do you know the whereabouts of Big Red and Little Red?
Oh.
Over.
Uh-oh.
I have not seen them today.
I have not seen them.
The red clay pit.
Okay.
Big Red is the elephant matriarch of the reserve's herd. She gave birth a while ago to a new calf.
Aww.
It does bathe in the same red clay pit as his mama.
Elephants are wonderfully social creatures. Instead of Little Red being taken by poachers, the story used to involve Big Red being killed. Oh my.
Wow.
Roger that, Miss Jobson. We just spotted an elephant, but it wasn't Big Red or Little Red. Mike, we're going to head on east towards the watering hole. Never mind, there they are.
Oh, never mind, there they are.
To your left.
I could be
where? I don't see them.
Roger that. I don't see Little Red anywhere, but...
Oh, we saw Big Red?
Oh, we just named one. Ahead here. I'll see if we can't get a closer look at him.
So he just named one of the women Big Red.
Right. He's just like, oh, that's Big Red.
There she is.
Simbawan.
Simbawan.
I have to report back to base. Over.
Oba?
Salo, Salo, Wilson, I'll catch up with you later.
Salo, Salo, Asante Sana.
Come in, please.
Asante Sana.
Hang on, Wilson. All right, go ahead.
I've got a report about a suspicious jeep near Wingo Copies. Keep a lookout for it.
A jeep?
Right, yeah. Roger that, Wilson. We're headed towards the Copies now. Over.
Oh, shit, there's a jeep near the Copies.
Simba 1 to Wilson Matura. We're at the Copies now.
The Cubbies?
That's,
is that what he calls lions?
Yeah.
Cubbies?
Okay,
Cubbies.
But keep your eyes open for anything unusual.
That fucking...
I will. That lion is crazy. Oh, shit. What's happening?
Calling Warden Mutua.
Aliens.
Uh-oh.
Mutua here.
There are Ivo reporters in the reserve.
Uh-oh.
They shot Big Red. She is wounded.
She's wounded?
Little Red.
Oh, no.
Red was in last...
That used to, Red. That used to go, she's dead.
Okay, oh, my God.
Roger.
Roger.
We must stop the poachers. I am landing
oh,
at
they hurt Big Red.
From the east end. If you come in from the west, we could chop them.
Minus tusks.
We need your help.
All right, folks. Sounds like we're having trouble with poachers here. You want to see if we can't catch them?
Yeah.
Let's catch them.
We are at the crossroads now. Looks like our gates have been smashed open.
Oh, shit.
Over.
Oh, yeah. They did
keep
a number
going,
on that gate. Keep going.
We are landing now.
Roger that.
They're on a plane.
All right, folks.
Oh, they're shooting from the sky.
The visual, the original finale was more manic with added visual effects to tie in with the storyline. God
must have
damn
freaked
it.
Out the animals.
So cool. No, there's no animals over here. It's the ending.
We spotted the poachers.
Oh.
Get
him. Let's fire.
Fuck
them
up.
All right, folks. We're going
light
off
up,
road
up,
here
up.
For a little bit. This is going to get bumpy.
Let's get them.
May even get a little wet, too.
Oh,
yay.
Oh, no, there's a jeep coming.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, fuck.
All right, folks, I can
they
only
had a real jeep?
Hold on
no,
tight.
It's probably
get
a
us out of this, guys.
Ride. Like a
they had that
cart.
Jeep go by every time a cart came by?
Yeah, it's probably on the track.
Well,
oh,
here's
shit.
A poacher's camp.
Oh,
looks
shit.
Looks like they left in a hurry. Looks like they've been really busy, too.
Oh,
let's
no.
See if we can't catch up to them.
Get them.
Kill them.
Shoot them.
Where's
shoot
Wilson's
them in
plane?
The fucking head.
The
jeep.
Where's the plane?
We caught them, Simba. You
caught
brought
them
into our trap.
The
wardens have Big Red. She'll be
oh, there's the plane. Damn.
How's Little Red doing there, Warden?
Oh,
he's
shit.
He's right there in the back of the truck.
There's a girl
wait.
With a gun.
See you, Simba. I have to
deliver
to
stay
the baby
there?
Elephant back to his
mama. I wish this story was
goodbye,
there
Simba
still.
One, and Thank you.
Thank you, Jobson.
Glad we could help, Miss Jobson. You and Wilson, take care now. Symbol one, over and out.
Oh, goddamn, that was way better.
That was better. A lot better.
There was a fucking cast member standing at the little red
she
Jeep.
She just stood there with a gun all day.
With a fucking gun, like, security guard type thing. She's like,
it was an AK, and she
I'm
just stands there.
I'm ready to kill anyone and everyone who messes with my elephant. That was fucking crazy.
Air gates?
What the hell's an air gate? Oh, the gates that open, like, out.
What the fuck? People are so stupid.
The load was also enlarged. Oh, shit, there's people dancing. Well, that was interesting. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I missed that old one. I wish they would do that again.
Is that it? Am I done?
Yeah. The poacher story was so fun.
Yeah, it had so much more to it.
I know. At that ending, by
like
the time
you're
on...
Like, it makes it a ride.
Yeah. There's a good, like, 5 minutes at the end where you're just, like, exiting, basically.
Yeah, you're just waiting to get off.
Yeah, and it's like, I could just spend this, like, watching a fucking Jeep go by and geysers shoot at me and bullets and an airplane and... A little elephant waving at me.
That Jeep was really cool.
I know. I didn't realize it did that.
And that was a whole different... Like, you don't go down that road anymore, right? It's a different...
I don't think so. I don't know. Unless they just removed everything, I wouldn't really know what it looked like.
It doesn't look like that anymore.
No, I know that. The only thing that's left there from the poacher thing is, like, a little tiny setup that has, like, some rhino horns and, like, some... I don't think there's any guns, but, like...
Yeah.
Leftover poacher shit that they just never got rid of. And at night when the thing's on, like, it lights up too, so it's like they really went on, even put lights on that stuff, even though there's no poacher story whatsoever.
They just want to enlighten it a little bit. He probably goes like, and this is what poachers can do.
That's true. I think sometimes they point it out and it's like, this is what poacher tents would look like or something. I don't know. Oh,
it's very sad.
I love that. So we're gonna end with a little Hana, Haba, Dunani, whatever it is.
Oh, no.
Anything else?
That's all I got. I mean, I, you know.
What did I tell people to do? Oh, yeah. Create a little Craigslist misconnection for us. We'll post it and see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
You can go to the website, whatsdispodcast.com, get a quote, get a shirt, leave us a review on iTunes, tweet us at whatsdispod, whatsdispod. I think pod on Instagram, something like that.
Something like that.
Or like the Facebook page, and we post everything there. All right. Well, Kwaharini, everyone. Mbamba yetu yulie mbenguni. Jina laku nitu. Waku yuye hapa toniame kama YouTube niyo mizenke.
ako. Naong bubu natukong po at temelele kwaku walfamela ko na kungungu na utukuku ata melele amita kwaku walfamela ko na kungungu na utukuku ata melele kwaku walfamela ko na kungungu na utukuku.